Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that's within me. Bless his holy name. Welcome to the Blog Talk Radio Divine Connection. All for those, glory to God, that celebrate the resurrection of Jesus Christ in his birth and resurrection. We praise God for it, and others that would say Happy Easter. We bless God, pray that you had a marvelous time. And whatever else that went on, we pray God's blessings and encouragement to continue seeking out the face of the Lord and looking to the hills which cometh your help, realizing that's where your help coming from. Thanking him for all his great and mighty acts and for his loving kindness and the Father loving us so much that he sent his Son, his only begotten Son. His Son loved us so much that he gave his life for us to have life and to be redeemed back into the Father. So we give God glory and praise. What an amazing, amazing God we serve. What an awesome, wonderful, phenomenal God we serve. Thank God for his love and his mercy and his grace. And he is so wonderful, that unconditional love. He is amazing. Praise the Lord. We thank God that he gave us his love to love him back with. In the name of Jesus. Awesome. Awesome. Phenomenal. We don't have words to express of how much we care and love and whatever, but we can never measure up to the love that he has for us. But we are trying daily for those that really love the Lord and denying themselves that this flesh be crucified and he'll be glorified. The more we draw nigh to him, the more he'll draw nigh to us. Praise God. That means flesh has to be crucified so he can be glorified. Our scripture reading tonight will be coming back from a familiar scripture out of James 1, 13, 5 through 15. Let no one say when he is tempted, I am tempted from God, for God is incapable of being tempted by what is evil, and he himself tempts no man. But every person is tempted when he is drawn away, enticed, and baited by his own evil desires, lust, and passion. Then the evil desires, when it has conceived, gives birth to sin, and sin, when it is fully matured, brings forth death. The wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus. That comes out of Romans 6:23. Praise the Lord. Amen. And I just was looking at another scripture before we came on, and I had it laid here, and now I'm trying to remember where I put it. But before we, let's see, here it is. That will be coming out of Psalms 46, 1 and 3. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Therefore, we will not fear, even though the earth be removed and the mountains be carried into the midst of the sea, though its waters roar and be troubled, though the mountains shake with its swelling. We will not fear, because God has not given us a spirit of fear, but power, love, and of a sound mind. Praise God. Bless the Lord. We praise God. And we want to thank him and give him glory, because he is an awesome God. Praise the Lord. Amen. We're going to open up in prayer. Then as the Lord bless, we praise God back in this city, glorifying the Lord. I pray that she had a marvelous trip. God brought her back safely now on her post. Glory to God. Ready for prayer. Praise the Lord. Do I have that right? No, that's Mother Alexander. I've got the numbers mixed up tonight. Praise the Lord. Well, we pray that all is well with Mother Alexander and Mother Willette as she traveled back into the city, if she's back. But we bless God for Mother Alexander, a powerful woman of God that stays online, and also Mother McCormick. And as I see, praise God, we thank God for Brother Blackbeat, all the prayer warriors on the line tonight. We praise God. Amen. That is so marvelous. Awesome. Amen. But in the meantime, praise God, we're going to get ready to pray. Father, we do bless you and honor you today. give you glory and praise for every day that you've added into our lives. You are so wonderful. There is none like thee. From the rising of the sun to the going down of the same, thy name shall be praised. Praise the Lord. We thank God. Glory to God for you are worthy to be praised. Help us to remember always to exalt your name, to give glory. So when we come in your presence, we want to have the attitude of gratitude and lift you up and glorify you, even while we're in the valley, because you said you'll never leave us nor forsake us. You are there with us in the valley situations as well as the mountaintop situations. So God, help us to be available for service and be in a place of humility and to give you praise and have thanksgiving. And God, because in Romans 8:28 say all things will work together for good for those that love the Lord and called according to his purpose. So God, help us to keep the mindset, put you first, seek first the kingdom of God. All this righteousness and everything else will be added. Don't worry about what we should eat, what we should put on, where, glory to God, where our shelter is, or whatever it is that we're in need of. You are the answer, because you said that you'll supply all our needs according to your riches and glory. So, God, we're just praying the more. In the midst of all the dilemmas and everything, God, help us to be grateful. Ask you to forgive us for every offense against your word, every transgression. Help us, God, to even have the mind of Christ so our imagination won't run away with us, that we'll get in a place that we can take power over the mind and put it into subjection to the Holy Spirit, that we will have the mind of Christ. And so that way when things are running across our mind, it's not like of you, it's just like the scripture that says there's no temptation come from the Lord, but any temptation, we know it comes from the enemy, but we are drawn away with our own desires and our own lust, glory to God, and that thing can bring forth death. But we want to take on, glory to God, the goodness of the Lord and stand in right standing with him, so that way we can have the gift of life, eternal life in Christ Jesus, and that our light may shine the more, so others will know that our God, hallelujah, is in the saving business, and he's still delivering, he's still healing, he's still encouraging, he's still mending, glory to God, hearts and binding up the broken hearts and setting the captive free. He's still working works in the homes and bringing marriages and families and loved ones together. He's still a comforter in the midst of grief and sorrow, and it's all kinds of grief we can go through in life. All of it does not necessarily mean death and departure. Other ones can be grief for so many things that are going on with all the storms in life and losing, glory to God, loved ones, or losing, glory to God, their possessions, or not being able to work and not having health and not having this or that or whatever that have caused grief, glory to God, and separations for one another or betrayal. So many things can bring grief. Oh, God, and all this murdering spirits and the suicide and this, glory to God, the spirit that's come through that bullying and causing people to destroy one another, and other ones, glory to God, are out just on a rampage as if the enemy just possessed their minds and caused them to just whatever thought comes with no regard to life. We plead the blood of Jesus. We bind Satan up in all his little cohorts that bring these evil thoughts and cause man's heart to be evil and cause, glory to God, the people to just to be enticed and lustful and caught up, glory to God, in the pride of life and so greedy and whatever. We plead the blood of Jesus, whatever it is, and all this anger and frustration and prejudiceness and whatever this driving force that caused people to do all kind of hideous crimes in the name of Jesus. Satanic works are at, and demonic forces are at work. Oh, God, we pray to and pull down the principalities and uproot these evil works and bind the forces of the enemy that come in for destruction, to destroy in the name of Jesus. God, you gave us power in the Holy Spirit to bind and to loose and to curse and to cancel the works of the enemy in the name of Jesus. We come against spiritual darkness and wickedness, glory to God, of the forces of the enemy that cause people just to have a mind, or don't even have a mind to even think about Jesus. The only think about, glory to God, is appeasing the flesh or glory to God, of having vendettas and want to be able to retaliate. We bind you up in the name of Jesus and command you to loose the minds of these people in the name of Jesus. Oh, this spirit that comes, glory to God, and wars and just having all this conflict, glory to God, and this human trafficking and this, glory to that drug trafficking and this spirit, glory to God, with the abuse in the homes and abusing their families, their loved ones, and all the death threats and all the things that he's doing, glory to God, to cause fear and torment, all of the evilness of the enemy coming into the churches and people are praying and worshiping, or people, glory to God, are just trying to go to church, or trying to go to the marketplace, or just having to sit down at a restaurant, or sitting, glory to God, just to be able to enjoy time, glory to God, with just family and friends or whatever. And here comes the evil one for destruction. In the name of Jesus, God, we bind up the forces of the evil one. In the name of Jesus, we command and release it. But I speak peace back to the believers, the ones that are standing on the word of God. We're in the world, but not of the world. We are praying, God, even the more, as we thank you for your protection and your shield. But we are praying one for another and praying for those that are grief and sorrow and going through the various pain. Thanking you, Lord God, even in the midst of the turmoil that are going on in the earth realm is groaning, glory to God, with all the earthquakes and the sinkholes and the rain and the storms and the things, glory to God, that is causing, glory to all kinds of things, glory to God, the besides the flooding, the earthquakes and all the things that are going on that are happening in the land in these last days for an awakening. Awakening. We are praying that man's heart would turn to God, and those that are backsliding to turn back to God, and those that was in the midst of trying to make a decision and letting fear come in and torment, and then voices from others, glory to God, and situations with all the different kinds of religious spirits that are out there in the occults, and there's ones that want to worship the devil and all the confusion. We bind you up and command you to loose your hold and go back to the dry place in which you came. We are praying for man's heart to turn to God. We're praying for an awakening. We're praying for repentance. We're praying, glory to God, for conviction in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we know we're in the last days, but you put us in the earth realm, and the lights have to stay on in us, glory to God, so man can see his way to find Christ in the name of Jesus. And God, help the people to know that you're not just the Christ of the crisis. As believers, we got to make you Lord. We can't be part-time lovers. We got to be to a place that I make up my mind and choose you this day who you're going to serve. You said on the cross, it is finished. So it's up to us to make up our mind which who we're going to serve. And you told us we can't serve two masters in the name of Jesus. And you told us also we're going to know the tree by the fruit it bears. We have not only be food inspectors, we got to make sure that we do inventory on ourselves as well. God, we just bless you today for your mercy that's renewed every morning. God, another opportunity through mercy and grace to repent, to be in a place, God, to worship and magnify, in a place, glory, to be used for the kingdom of God, in another place, glory to God, that we can come up higher and let your will be done in us in the name of Jesus. Help us in our weak areas and help us acknowledge the areas that we're weak. Help us not to be so caught up in judgmental that we are so busy looking at the mote in somebody's eyes that we can't see the 2x4 in ours. God, we're thanking you today that you help us the more and be able to appreciate you, to adore you, to worship, spend more time, not only just in prayer, but in worship and in praising, and also making ourselves available for service. Open up our ears that we may be able to hear. Open up our eyes that we may be able to see more clearly. Open up our hearts that we can receive and retain your word. As glory to God, as David said, we want to hide that word in our hearts so we won't sin against you in the name of Jesus. So, God, I thank you. I thank you for those that are warring and on the post and that are out there, are missionaries, the ones that are preaching and teaching the gospel, the fivefold ministry, the ones that are sincere about staying on the wall and glory to God, making the light shine, the more of Jesus Christ, not about themselves, not trying to shine a light on themselves and their gifts and talent. How are we, glory to God, going to come before him, trying to, glory to God, make ourselves boast in ourselves when he was the one that gave us the gifts. He was the one that gave us the talents. He was the one that gave us the life. He was the one that's the creator. We're to humble ourselves and acknowledge him and give him glory and give him praise in the name of Jesus. If we continue to stay humble, then God, he can move in a miraculous way, and we can see great and mighty and marvelous things being done in Jesus' name. Praise the Lord. We pray for those that are prison bound, that God, you will bless, and that you said if we did it to the least of ones, we did it unto you. For those, glory to God, that we need to feed, and those that are in prison, those, glory to God, that in other places that we need to let these gifts and the light and the word and the witness be go forth in Jesus' name. We pray for those that are behind bars that need to be back there, but in the midst of it all, they can be in prison, but they don't have to be bound in the spiritual prison. They can be free in Christ Jesus, in the name of Jesus. And for those, glory to God, they're there that need to come out, that was done things were done from them, or a trap or snare, or someone, glory to God, put them in jail or in prison under false pretense. God, we are praying, God, that you'll bless the door, be open, but most of all, that they'll be saved by Jesus Christ. We pray for our armed forces in the name of Jesus. God, we know in the, I'm going to read a prayer concerning members of the armed forces. Father, and the troops have been sent into various places across the land, across the country, around the globe. God, we pray as for peacemakers. We pray, glory to God, that we petition you, Lord, according to Psalms 91, for the safety of our military personnel. They are, glory to God, in need of your mercy and your grace, and asking you, Lord, to bless and protect and shield them. Jesus stripped you, Satan, of all your principalities and the power of making a show of you openly. Our Lord and Master defeated you. All power and authority, both in heaven and in earth, belong to him. Righteousness and truth shall prevail. Nations shall come to the light of the gospel. We petition heaven to turn our troops into a real peacekeeping force by pouring out the glory of God through the men and the women in various parts of the world. Use them as instruments of righteousness to defeat the plans of the evil, of the devil. Lord, we plead to the power of the blood of Jesus, asking you to manifest your power and your glory. We entreat you on behalf of the citizens in these countries, on both sides of this conflict, that they have experienced pain and heartache. They are victims of the devil's strategy to steal, kill, and destroy. We pray that they will come to know Jesus. We come to give us, who came to give us life and life more abundantly. We stand in the gap for the people of the war-torn, devil-overcoming land, devil-overrun land. We expect an overflow of your goodness and your glory in the lives of those from whom we are praying. May they call upon your name and be saved. You, Lord, make known your salvation, your righteousness. You openly show in the sight of the nation. Father, provide for and protect the families of the armed forces. Preserve marriages. Cause the hearts of the parents to turn toward the children, and the hearts of the children to turn toward the father and the mother. We plead the blood of Jesus over the troops and their families. Provide a support system to undergird, uplift, and edify those who have been left to raise children by themselves. Jesus has been made unto them, these parents wisdom, righteousness, and sanctification. Through your Holy Spirit, comfort the lonely and to strengthen the weary. Father, we are looking forward to the day when the whole earth shall be filled with the knowledge of the Lord as the waters covers the sea. We pray, glory to God, for revival in the land. And even as we pray for the armed forces and for those families that was also in the prisons that have in the same situation, that we are praying, glory to God, that the children won't be turned wayward and get caught up, glory to God, because of the lifestyle that their parent may have done, or things that let them know they can have a life different, glory to God, than the things that's not their destiny. The history doesn't predicate on what they're going to have to do for where their destiny is. God, so I'm praying for their lives, and I'm praying, glory to God, the enemy will not use them to run rampant out in the land, and some have to cause destruction and cause chaos and cause confusion in the name of Jesus, cause of hurt and pain and bullying, and God, and for things that have been saying and thinking that you're not going to be any good, or this not going to be any better because your father, your mother didn't do this, or whatever has happened. God, I'm praying for a life over to God in Christ Jesus. I'm praying for a change of heart. Put people in their pathway in both places, glory to God, that they'll be able to hear the word, take out a heart of stone and put in a heart of flesh so they can be able to hear about this unconditional love of Jesus Christ, this amazing grace that he has for us, and this abundant life that he has planned for us, and even for the things that he already has, even in the earth realm, in the name of Jesus. Before we even transition out of here, we come against the death demon and the tormenting spirits and the murdering demons and the forces of the enemy that's plotting and planning for destruction in the name of Jesus. We plead the blood of Jesus. Oh, command the enemy to loose his hold. We bind you up and command even all the evil thoughts that have caused people to think over to God because of whatever is going on in life. There's no hope, or because they're mad or because they're prejudiced or because they're greedy or because they want this or they want that, or glory to God, things are not moving fast enough. We come against the spirit that caused many to even backslide because they're caught up, glory to God, in the world and the prejudice, prestige and power struggles and all the other things that the enemy is enticing them with. Glory to God, we pray right now that flesh come under subjection for those that are in Christ, and now they've decided, glory to God, to lean to the left or the right. You told us to lay aside every sin and every weight so easily beset us and run this race with patience. I'm praying for awareness. I'm praying for an awakening. I'm praying for the fire of them, glory to God, the desire to be in the presence of others in the name of Jesus that are strong in the Lord, that have that desire to stand. They don't want to be linked to somebody with a weak link that caused them, glory to God, to find themselves falling away back into the world. It's a time now in these last days like never before to fight the good fight of faith, to stay on our post and not allow the enemy to entice us and pull us away from God, because so many are leaving here at such a young age. So many, glory to God, are caught up in so many things. And some, glory to God, not having the opportunity to just even grow as a teenager, talking about an adult. God, we come against the foul spirits of the enemy. Help us not to get comfortable. Help us not to get desensitized. Help us not to get caught up in fear and fretfulness and let the enemy manipulate us by the troubles that are going on in the land or in the White House or in the outhouse or wherever it may be. In our own lives, in our own families, God, is the time to call upon you like never before. But it's not enough to know what we need to do and to call your name and don't have any faith and then don't have any obedience to your will. Why call me Lord, Lord, and do not my sayings? God, you said those that come to you must believe that you are God and a reward of them that diligently seek you. So we believe in you like never before. A change is taking place. But all those that are praying and standing on the post and not letting, allowing, glory to God, their garments to be spotted with the things of the world, in the name of Jesus. So, God, we are praying as we continue to lay aside every sin and every weight so we can run this race with patience. And glory to God, just like a sandbag, it cannot go up any higher until it starts cutting off the weights, cutting off the bags. So it's some things that we got to let go and let God, in the name of Jesus. Things and people and situations and circumstances, praying for the mind so we don't get caught up in anxiety and get caught up in the what-ifs and the maybes and all the stresses. God, help us to cast these cares every day, so the enemy can't compile them, and we want to compile them and allow, glory to God, the weights of this world and the cares of this world to weigh us down. In the name of Jesus, you say, all ye that are laboring heavy laden, come to you, and you'll give us rest. Take your yoke and learn of you. God, we're thanking you, Lord God, for your word. There's life, there's deliverance, there's healing and wholeness. We thank you for the Holy Spirit, the teacher, the leader, the comforter, the guide. We thank you, Lord God, help us not to take it for granted. So much we hear over and over. We pray over and over. We got to believe it and receive it. And glory to God, because it's already settled when God said it. And knowing that God is not a God that he shall lie. And it will come to pass. And to be patient, to wait on the Lord, but be encouraged while we're being patient and to continue the work of the kingdom. Bless these your people, the prayer warriors, the ones, glory to God, in the trenches, those, glory to God, that are praying behind the scenes, those that are in the prayer closets, those that are preaching the word through the pulpit, through truth, those that are walking in truth, those, glory to God, being witnesses on the street, those that are being witnesses in their home, those that are making a difference wherever they go, or whatever capacity you put them in, God, so we ask you for strength, and that we continue to strengthen each other by praying one for another and bearing one another's burdens. We love you today. We appreciate you. And we're doing. We bind Satan up and all his accords to come against this prayer and all the prayers that we are praying and the ones that we have prayed and the ones that we believe in God for. Cover us under your blood. Dispatch your angels all around, not only our families and loved ones, glory to God, but our church family and the ones that we're standing the gap for. Believing you for healing and deliverance, heart and also physically, emotionally and spiritually. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen, amen. Bless the Lord. We're going to ask, praise God, Mother Alexander, then Mother McCormick, and then we'll have also our brother Black to pray thirdly afterwards. We praise now. We open the lines for Mother Alexander. Praise the Lord. Amen.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord. Father God, we thank you today in the name of Jesus. Thank you for mercy and grace, Lord. Thank you for giving us another day in the name of Jesus. Lord, we bring the youth before you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. We bring the shepherd before you. We bring the sick. We bring teachers. We bring the homeless, Lord God. We bring the widows, Lord God. We bring the fatherless. Lord, we bring them all before you. Thanking you, Lord God, for your mercy and your grace, Lord God. Thanking you for keeping us all, Lord God. Because your word said, Heavenly Father, pray for one another. So we come before you. We bring sisters, Lord, before you. Those we know and those we don't know. We're standing in the gap, Father God. Lord, there's so many things going on in the world today, but we know, Heavenly Father, that your promise is said, Lord God, that you'll never leave us nor forsake us. We know, Heavenly Father, that your word said that nothing is too hard for you to do, Heavenly Father. So, Lord, we bring each and every one of them before you, and we're asking you, Lord God, strengthen them day by day, Lord God. The youth out there, Lord God, that the adversary come against, Lord, we ask you, Heavenly Father, to renew their mind, Lord God. Let them stand strong against this foul spirit that come against them, Lord, with this destruction of drugs, Lord. Oh, Aroboshata. Lord God, we thank you, Lord God, for bringing healing, Lord, because your word said, Father God, if we will pray, Lord, if we will seek you, pray, you will hear from us and you will heal the land, Lord. Help us to know, Lord God, that we stand firm and pray, Lord God, because so much going on today. And, Lord, I believe in your word, Lord God, because we stand boldly on the promises that you gave us, Lord. And, Lord, we thank you today. We thank you, Lord God, for giving us another day and giving us the opportunity that we can come again to pray as unity, Lord God, praying for one another in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, Lord, we give you praise today. Glorify your name, Lord God. We ask you, Heavenly Father, to touch one of my sisters right now in the name of Jesus, that she's in that home, Lord God. Lord, you know her by name, Father God. We ask you, Heavenly Father, to touch her mind, Lord. Let she call out to you more, Lord God, and that she seek you, Lord God. Oh, Father God, we thank you today, Lord God. We thank you for being the Lord of our lives, Lord God, because according to your promise, Heavenly Father, you said, call on you. You said you'll never leave us. You said, cast every cares on you. So, Lord, we come together praying for sisters and brothers, those we know and those we don't know. We're standing in the gap in the mighty name of Jesus. We come against that spirit of sickness that attacked the sister, Lord God. We bind in that spirit up right now. It has no authority in our legs. It has no authority in our body. And it's in the name of Jesus. I command it to loose in the name of Jesus. This false spirit of sickness and disease, it come against the kidney, come against the liver, come against the heart. But Lord, you gave us authority and dominion over these false spirits. So in the name of Jesus, I command it to loose our body right now in the name of Jesus. And Lord, we ask you, Heavenly Father, to continue to keep our mind, Lord God. Oh, Roboshaka, you gave us a sound mind, Heavenly Father. So I stand in on the promises, and I believe in, Lord God, that nothing is impossible for you to do, Lord God. You said ask, and you said when we ask, believe. Lord, by faith, I believe in the name of Jesus that whatever we ask, it shall come forth, because according to your promise, Lord, you said put you in remembrance to your word, Heavenly Father. Lord, you see it all, Heavenly Father. You is the only one that can tell the hidden thing in the hearts of men. But Lord, we know that your promise is said, cast every cares on you. And we know your promise is said, Lord God, that every need's already been met. So, Lord, we claim in victory for our sisters and our brothers today. We claim in victory in their life, Lord God, because your promises is what we stand in. By faith, we stand in firm on the promises. Oh, Father God, we bring the homeless before you. So many youth out there, Lord God. So many homeless youth out there, Lord God. Lord, we bind that spirit of deceiver that come against the mind, Lord God. We binding it up in the name of Jesus right now. We commanding it to loose the mind right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Robo sikia babaseya eshete rikrobo santa haya rabo siya. That it shall loose the mind right now in the name of Jesus. Lord God, you said in your word, Heavenly Father, ask and believe. When we ask, we receive. Lord, we believe believe in your word, Lord God. We believe, Father God, if you said it, it shall come forth. That these young people, Lord God, will be loose from this deceiving spirit in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, you said it in your word, and we believe it. We believe that nothing is impossible for you to do, Heavenly Father. And it's in Jesus' name we claim victory. Victory in our life, Lord God. Victory in the name of Jesus. Hayarokosia, we brought the teachers then before you, Lord God. Oh, Father God, you see, Lord, you see it all, Heavenly Father. Lord, touch the mind of some of these teachers here, Lord God. Some that just go on being a teacher just to be a teacher, but not caring from the heart, Lord God, and bring so much damage to the youth, Lord God. But, Lord, we ask you right now in the name of Jesus, Lord, that you renew their mind, Lord God. Renew their mind, Lord God, and let that agape of love continue to work right in the heart for the children, Lord God. Father God, we know that you is a deliverer, and we know you is a provider. And we know nothing is impossible for you to do, Heavenly Father. So, Lord, we bring these youth before you, Lord. And we ask you, Heavenly Father, to renew minds, Lord God. Renew minds, Heavenly Father. These things we ask in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you for the spirit of understanding. Thank you for the spirit of deliverance. Thank you, Heavenly Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, hallelujah, Lord God. We bring your shepherd before you, Lord God. Oh, God, strengthen your shepherd, Lord God. You know what they go through, Heavenly Father. You see all, Heavenly Father. Nothing is hidden from you. But, Lord, we standing in the praying, Lord God, that you continue to strengthen them, Lord God, that they will stand in spite of what come against them. They will stand boldly and proclaim that Jesus is the only way. That they will never give up, no matter what come against them. Stand firm on your word. Lord, I thank you for blessing this pastor, this shepherd, Lord, that stand boldly, Lord God, and proclaim your word, Father God. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for being the only deliverer and the only provider, because nothing is impossible for you to do. And Lord God, we thank you today, Lord God. Thank you for being the only provider, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. We bring the homeless before you, Lord God. Lord, you see it all, Lord. You see it all, Father God. There's so many of them out there, Lord. But, Father God, we ask you right now in the name of Jesus, touch their mind, Lord God. Touch their mind. Because you said in your word, Heavenly Father, you gave us a sound mind. We believe it, Father God. We believe in your word, Heavenly Father. But I come against that foul spirit that come against the mind of your people, Lord God. And I bind it in the name of Jesus. It shall not have authority over the mind of your people. It shall not have dominion. And it's in the name of Jesus. We stand boldly and proclaim that we are overcomer. We are more than conquerors. Us in the mighty name of Jesus. And Lord God, we thank you today, Lord God. We thank you in the mighty name of Jesus for being the Lord of our life, Lord God. We thank you, Heavenly Father, as we pray for each and every one of us on this prayer line, standing in the gap for our brothers and sisters, Lord. Those we know and those we don't know. We still standing in the gap, Lord God. There's so much going on today, Father God. And we ask you, Heavenly Father, touch mind and heart, Lord God. Touch that heart, Lord God, that they operate in that agape of love for one another, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Father God. Lord, we love you and we praise your holy name. We give you and you alone the glory and the praise, Heavenly Father, because there is none like you, Lord. You said in your word, Lord God, ask and believe when we ask to receive. Lord, we believe in your word, Lord God, and we believe that when we ask, we shall receive, Father God, because you is not a man that you should lie. You said it, we believe it, Lord God. By faith we stand in on the promises, Lord. I ask you to continue to help this head of the prayer line, Lord God. Continue to bless her, Lord God. Continue to strengthen her, Lord God. In the mighty name of Jesus, we ask these things, Lord, that every need she have is already met according to the word of God, because your promise has said it, Lord God. And we believe it, Lord God, that there is no need that has not been met because your word said it. Help us to stand by faith and proclaim the victory that we have, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, I thank you today, Lord God. I thank you for a good day today, Father God. Thank you for the sunshine, Lord God, because you make it all possible for us all, that we can get out today and do whatever we have to do in doing your will, Lord God. Father God, we thank you more than anything else. We thank you, Lord, for a sound mind and a healthy body, Lord God, because your promise is said above all, Lord God, that you was wounded for our transgression. You was bruised for our iniquities. Our healing already been done, Lord, because you said by your stripe we are healed in the name of Jesus. So we refuse to accept sickness in anybody. We refuse to accept the sickness and disease that come against your saints, Lord God. In the mighty name of Jesus, we bind in that foul spirit up in Jesus' name, and we claim in the victory in the name of Jesus, for we are overcomers and we are more than conquerors. Help us to stand by and proclaim that victory, Lord God, because you did not give the victory to the adversary. You gave your saint the victory. So we bind in this foul spirit that come against the saint in aches and pain, in diseases. We bind in him in the name of Jesus, and we cast it back to the pit of hell where it belongs. In Jesus' name, we claim the victory, Heavenly Father. We claim it in the mighty name of Jesus, that no weapon that come against our prayer line or come against any one of us, or prayer warrior, shall prosper. Because, Lord God, we're standing on those promises in the mighty name of Jesus. We proclaim in the victory in the name of Jesus that no weapon that form against us shall prosper. In Jesus' name, there is no other way, Heavenly Father. You are the only way for us. Help us to walk in authority, Lord. Help us to stand firm on the promises, Lord God. Help us to know who we are in Christ Jesus. Help us to know, Lord God, that if you said it, it shall come forth. And it's in Jesus' name we claim victory, Lord God. We claim the victory in the name of Jesus. No other way, Lord God. No other way. Your promises is what we stand in, and Heavenly Father, because we are overcomers. We are more than conquerors. Oh, Lord, help us to stand firm on your promises. These things I ask, Heavenly Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen and amen. Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Mother McCormick? Okay. We just thank the Lord for the prayer that just went up with Sister Hubby and Mother Alexander. We just enjoyed it. We're going to touch and agree with them in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father God, we come this afternoon. We just want to say thank you, Heavenly Father, for our life, our health, and our strength. We want to thank you, Lord God, for all that you are doing in all our lives, God. We thank you for how you kept us, Lord God. Last night as we slumber and slept, God, you let no hurt, harm, or danger come upon our life. And you woke us up this morning, God, and you started us on a brand new day that we never seen before. And, God, we give glory and honor to you for it, because we realize, God, if it had not been for the touch of your hand that touched us this morning to get up out of the bed, we couldn't do it. But we know, God, with your power and your strength, God, you raised us up again and gave us another chance to be able to start a new day. So, God, we thank you for that. We thank you, Heavenly Father, God, for your mercy, God, because you're so mercy. You're so grateful, Lord God. You keep proving yourself to us day by day and minute by minute. And we just thank you, Heavenly Father, for it. We thank you for how you love us, God, how you show love to us, God. Oh, God, we thank you, Heavenly Father, God, for your son Jesus, because you sent him in the world not to condemn the world, but through by him that this world be saved. And so, God, we thank you for that on today. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for kindness, how you show your kindness towards us, God, and how you just keep making ways for us, God. And, God, we praise you on today, God. We thank you for the joy that you give us deep down in our heart, God. And God, we thank you, Lord God, for strength, God, to be able to carry on, to be able to walk out this journey, God, knowing sometimes that it may we may go kind of weary, but God, you yet, God, give us that strength to get back in line. And so, God, we thank you for being able to come boldly to the throne of grace that we can find help in a time of need. Heavenly Father, we pray right now, God, for your people all over the world, God. We pray that you will look down on men and women of God everywhere. And God, we pray for those that don't even know you on tonight, those that's crying out, those that's walking to and for, God, and going different places, don't even realize, God, that you are the one that's holding them up as they walk this journey. God, we pray that you will let them realize, God, that you are the God that's able to make way for them, God, that you knew them before their mother would deceive them in her belly. God, let them know, God, that you right there and you able to take them through, Lord God, because you have a plan for your people. And, Lord God, help us, Lord God, to realize, God, that we can look to you, Lord God, because you told us in the word, God, to look to the hills from which coming our help, and knowing that all our help comes from you on tonight. So, God, we give it all to you on tonight, God. We cast our cares upon you because we know that you cared for us. And we pray, Lord God, for deliver for people, Lord God, that's struggling, God, people that's going through different problems and different situations, Father. There are people, Lord God, that don't understand, and there's people, Lord God, that's sick in their body, is not able to do the thing that they desire to do. There's people, Lord God, where their mind, they don't can't think and can't do the things like they used to, God. But we ask you to look on the mind of the people tonight, God, and we bind up the hand of the enemy that touch the minds of people as they go through the things that they're going through on these last and evil days. Heavenly Father, God, we thank you for your shedding of your blood. We thank you for the blood of Jesus on tonight, because we know that without the blood, there won't be no remission of sin. So we thank you for that blood that you shed back on Calvary Cross for us all on tonight in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, God, we thank you for knowledge, God, because you sent your word, God, and you sent knowledge, and you sent your word ever learning but ever coming into the knowledge of the truth. So, God, help us, Lord God, to read your word and study to show thyself approved, a workman not ashamed, knowing how to divide the word. And, Lord God, we ask you, Lord God, to give us that understanding that we can understand as we go forth with the word of God. We can understand what the word of God is telling us, God, that we will be able to help somebody else to understand as well. Father God, we thank you for wisdom on tonight, God. We need that wisdom, God, and we need that discerning so we can discern what's right and what's wrong, that we won't call right wrong and wrong right, so we'll know the difference, God. Because we know that you see our heart and you see our mind and you see what we're going through and you see what we need before we even ask you. But you told us in the word that we have not because we ask not. And so, God, we ask you tonight, God, that you would look down on the world of people, that people could come bow down to you and say, what must I do to be saved in these last and evil days? Heavenly Father, God, we just want to say thank you on tonight, God. We honor you. We appreciate you, Father, because you've been there for us, God, when we couldn't even see our way, when we didn't understand and didn't even know which way to go, God. You was right there beside us. And so, God, we give it all to you tonight. We thank you for having compassion on us, God. Oh, glory be to God. We thank you, Lord, for that compassion that you keep showing us, that you keep letting us know, God. All we got to do is lean and depend on you. All we got to do is trust in you. You said, let not your heart be troubled. He believe in me, believe also in him. You say in my father's house are many mansions. If it wasn't so, you would not have told us. You say you go to a prayer place for us. And if you go, you're coming back again. So, God, we come in the name of Jesus. We pray for men and women everywhere, God. Somebody needs you tonight, God. Somebody, God, is crying and don't know which way to go. Somebody, Lord God, is bowed down with their head down and they can't think like they want to, Father God. Oh, God, touch the minds of those that have a dimensional tonight, God. Oh, God, I pray in the name of Jesus that you will have your way in their life, God, that they're not thinking like they used to, Father God. Oh, God, we know that you already healed, God. We know that they're already delivered, God, in the name of Jesus. So we're going to just claim it. We're just going to speak it right now in the name of Jesus. By the power in you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord God, for the Holy Ghost abiding in the inside of us, God. We thank you, Lord God, for just your word, that your word is right by itself and it need no added and no taken away. We thank you for that on tonight, God. We thank you, Lord God, for bringing us out of darkness into the marvelous light in the name of Jesus. God, we pray right now for people that's traveling on the highway tonight, God. Those that's going to and fro, God, on the highway, then traveling from buses, God, and going on trains, and those that's on the plane, Lord God, or on boats, God. We pray that you will shield and protect these kind of people that's going different places, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we pray, Lord God, for those that's out there, in the streets, Lord God, that's standing or maybe standing inside a wall and just standing there and don't know which way to go. Touch their mind, Lord God. Just touch their mind right now in the name of Jesus and let them know you're able. Let them know you're able tonight, God, to see them through. Let them know you're able to work situation out in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, you see and you know it's all about it. You know more about it than I know about it. So we just want to say thank you right now, Father, in the name of Jesus. We pray right now for those that have blood pressure. Touch those that have blood pressure on tonight, God. Father, you said in your word, God, that with your stripes that we are already healed. We claim healing in the liver right now in the name of Jesus. On those that have kidney problems on tonight, God. Those that go to the kidney place, the dialysis place, Lord God, where the blood is running out of the machine back into them, God. We ask you to touch, God, and we pray and we know, God, that you're able, Lord God, and it's already done. It's already worked out right now, God, in the name of Jesus. Healing is already taking control right now as we speak in the name of Jesus because you've done it 2,000 years ago. So we're just going to believe, God, for the blood pressure. We're going to believe for kidney problems. We're going to believe, Lord God, for the tumor in the arthritis. We're going to believe, God, for diabetes on tonight, God. Oh, God, even heart problems on tonight. Pains, Lord God, that's in people's body. Oh, God, even though that's for have lupus on tonight, we're going to believe for that. Breathing problems, Lord God, lung problems. Excuse me. Those that have cancer right now, in the name of Jesus. We're going to believe, God, for those that have an eye problem or maybe a phone on their eyes or a mind problem where their phone, where they can't think like they desire to. We know that you're able, Lord God. We give it all to you tonight, God. We give it all to you because you are the author and the finisher of our faith. And you told us to cast our cares upon you for you cared for us. So we give it all to you, God. We thank you, Lord God, for all the sickness in the world that's going on in the world, for every sick problem that's going on. We thank you for the healing power right now, and we speak it with the authority because you told us that we can speak with the authority in the name of Jesus. So, God, we thank you, Lord God. We thank you for the word of God that says in Philippians 4:6, be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, and let your requests be made known unto God. So, God, I make my request known unto you tonight that you will touch your people all over the world, one by one and name by name. Heal and deliver your people right now for every sickness that's in the world, God. There's so many to call out, so I'm not calling them all out because I know you see and I know you know what's going on with everybody in the name of Jesus. So I give it to you on tonight, God. And I ask you, Lord God, to work it out and to fix it, Lord, in the name that, the way that you see fit, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord God, for all that you're doing and what you're going to do. We pray right now, God, for people, Lord God, that for the family, Lord God, people in their family where there's confusion in the family, God. We pray for that situation. Oh, God, we know that you know the hearts of the family and how the sisters and brothers and how things are going on with families, God. We ask you to touch their minds and turn them around, God, and let them know, God, that you're able, Lord God, to put them together and to have the love for one another in the name of Jesus. God, we just ask you right now, God, Lord God, that you will continue, Lord, to look down on those that's in the hospital. Go through the hospital tonight. Somebody's lying on a bed of affliction tonight. Somebody can't see their way, God. Let your anointing go through that hospital tonight, God. Let your anointing flow through it, God, and touch that man or that woman or that girl or that boy or that baby, Lord God, that's been in the bed for so long. Oh, God, raise them up right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Breathe on them, God, and bring them out, God. Work that miracle for them right now in the name of Jesus. Help us, Lord God. Help us, Lord God, to know your word. Help us, Lord God, to abide in your word tonight, Lord. Help us, Lord God, to see ourselves as we walk these journey, God, as we go forward. Help us all, Lord God, to know that you are the one that's able to open doors and to make ways for your people, Lord God. Oh, God, touch men and women all over, Lord God. People are dying, and people, Lord God, are being shot, and people are being found killed, or people are being thrown in rivers and thrown in the woods somewhere where people ain't found them for a long time. God, we pray for these murder demons right now in the name of Jesus, that you, Lord God, would deal with people, Lord God, that want to do these such and things like this in the name of Jesus. God, touch their minds right now and move on them and let them realize, God, that they have a soul to be saved and one to be lost in the name of Jesus. God, we thank you, Lord God. We honor you. We appreciate you. And, Father, we just love you on tonight, Lord. And we pray that you'll continue to have mercy on your people everywhere, God, all over the world, God. Help them to continue, Lord God, to look to you, Lord, in a day and time like this. Help them to look to you as they walk this journey, as they go through a different situation. Help them to be alert. Help them to focus, God, that you are the only one that's able to see us through in every problem, in every situation that we might be going through. You are the only one that can bring us out when we trouble, when we seem to can't go through or don't know which way to turn. Help us to go to the throne. You said, come to me, all who are laboring and are heavy laden. You said, I will give you rest. You said, take my yoke upon me and learn of me, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Help us to run to you, Lord. Help us to stop running to other things, but run to you. Help us to put you first in the name of Jesus. In you, God, we love you tonight. And God, when we're done praying, we can't pray anymore. This we ask all in the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen.
Marvelous. Praise God. Thank you, God, for all the powerful prayers. Amen. Brother Blackford, we open the line to you.
Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you for all that you've done. Thank you for what you're doing. Thank you for what you're going to do, God. Lord, you're our provider. You're our righteousness. You're our sanctifier, God, the one who sanctifies us, Jehovah. God, you're Elohim, the triune nature of God, but yet one supreme being. You're our banner. Hallelujah. Lord, you are always there, God. You'll never leave us nor forsake us according to your word, God. Lord, you're our sustainer, God. Hallelujah. We just thank you, God. Lord, if we had 1,000 tongues, No one couldn't praise you enough, God. And I just lift up, yes, Lord, the ones that are incarcerated, men and women, Lord, how they take advantage of them, God, the leadership, the ones that are in authority, how they would just beat them up, Lord, and hide them somewhere and lengthen their court dates until they heal, and how they would kill the inmates and cover it up, God. And Lord, how people get raped and the people are set up, God. I know I've been there, God, and how the woman would get pregnant by COs and they would cover things up and have women get abortions and things like that, God. Lord, I just lift all of that up to you right now, God. Lord, because of sin, God. Oh, hallelujah. You said in your word, the enemy comes in and out of the land, to and fro, trying to come as a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour, taking the minds, Lord, of your creation, God, and throwing curveballs and fiery darts and plots, plans, and schemes and everything he does is a lie. It's deceiving and it's a curse. It's against what you believe, Father, in the name of Jesus, and how he tries to trick people and cause them to believe in ungodly clergy and they trust in the clergy and the clergy not even serving you, God. And then they wind up believing nobody at all, because if you can't trust the clergy, then who else can you trust? But God, we just pray for separation. The goats be on one side and the sheep be on the other. Lord, let there be a recognition, Lord. Let them realize in the name of Jesus, God, that, Lord, you work on one side and the enemy work on the other side, God. Hallelujah, God. I lift up the ones, Lord, that are in the nursing facilities all over the face of the earth, God. Lord, I've been there, God, how they ignore people and beat people, God, how they treat them rudely and disrespectful and wrong medicines and hurt them, beat them and just send them off to die, close the door, drug them up, God, and they just let them die off, God, because they say there's no hope, but you are the hope of glory. You are the hope of our glory. You are our hope, God. And Lord, and I just pray, Lord, that you raise up more leaders, God. For you said that the labor of the harvest is ripe, but the laborers are few, God. And you just raise up more and more people, God, that will work in the vineyard, God. Hallelujah, Lord, without fear and without murmuring and complaining, God. Lord, doing it in excellence, God. Hallelujah. Doing it in honor, God. Lord, just because you saved us, just because you gave us another chance, God, we thank you, God, because you gave us another chance. You stripped yourself from majesty. You was born of a virgin Mary. There was no other way that we can make it, God, that we can be justified again and have access to God except through you, because you are the only one that had untainted blood, God. And if you were to call the legion of angels, we would have no place to be but hell. Lord, you didn't have to do it, but your love went above and beyond. Lord, you redeemed us, God, and we thank you, God. We thank you so much, God. Lord, the prophecies came to pass, God, and when you shed your blood, when you took the keys from the enemy, when you sprinkled the blood on the mercy seat in heaven, God, Lord, you said on the cross, it's finished, God. Now you've given all power and authority back to man. And Lord, we just thank you for that, God. You gave us another chance. Yes, you're a God of a second chance, God. And we just thank you, Lord. We're not under the curse of the law anymore, God. but we're under grace, God. Eternal life, Lord, health and prosperity, God. We're under your grace. Hallelujah. And Lord, we just thank you. We lift you up, God. I thank you for the prayer line, God. Bless each and every family, God. Lord, and I just thank you, Lord, that there's a bond, this fire here, your Holy Spirit of fire, God, sweet God. I thank you, God, that we are all right in you, that our families are doing well. All is well, God. I thank you for watching them over the highways and byways, on their jobs, wherever they go, Lord, and you just pour into them as they pour out to others, Lord, about your good news, God. And we just thank you, God. We believe your word by faith. We receive it in our heart. We forgive everybody over the face of the earth, and we speak your word over the atmosphere, God. I just thank you, Father God, once again, God. You're gracious. Thank you for your mercy, God. Lord, hallelujah, for your grace, God. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Hallelujah.
Wow. Lord, it's a wonderful prayer to give God glory for the anointing.
Thank you.
Jesus, we give God glory. Praise God. We thank God for his anointing tonight. We're going to ask Evangelist Brenda to just pray, praise the Lord, and then we're going to prepare ourselves for the take.
Thank God, Pastor.
Pardon me?
You asked me to pray?
Go ahead.
Heavenly Father, I ask that each of us will hear your voice today for our family according to John 10:16, that we will not be deceived in any area, Heavenly Father, hallelujah, that you will speak to us, to our family, and that we will follow you and set a clear path for our family to follow according to John 16:13. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And Father God, in the name of your Son, Christ Jesus, let the word of our mouth and the meditation of our heart be acceptable to you in your sight. Hallelujah. Glory. Bless your holy name. For you are our strength and our redeemer, according to Psalms 19:14. Oh, glory, praise your holy name. Let our mouth speak wisdom, and the meditation of our heart be of understanding according to Psalms 19:3. Hallelujah, Jesus, glory. And Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, Father God, as we come before you this day, we uplift our minister Thomas to you right now in the name of Jesus, Father God. We ask you, Father God, to touch him with your healing virtue, Father God, in the name of Jesus, from the crown of his head to the sole of his feet, Father God. For you said in your word, by your stripes he is healed and made whole. Hallelujah, Jesus. So we decree and we declare divine healing in the name of Jesus, Father God. And Father God, we uplift Minister Hubbard to you right now, Father God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Touch her right now, Father God, from the crown of her head to the sole of her feet, Father God. Strengthen her the more, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Encourage her the more, Father God, in the name of Jesus. And Father God, that prayer request that she has before you, Father God, we ask you to grant it according to your wishes and glory in Christ Jesus, Father God. And Father God, we speak finance coming in her, to her household and her ministry, from the north, the south, the east, and the west, Father God. For you say anything that we ask in your name and believe, it will be established, Father God. And you said your word do not go out and come back void. It will establish everything that we decree in your name and believe, Father God, in the name of Jesus. And Father God, I uplift my apostle to you, Father God. Touch her, Father God, from the crown of her head to the sole of her feet, Father God. Touch her body right now in the name of Jesus, Father God. We ask you right now that shoulder come in line with your word, that it is healed. Every ligament, every vein, every blood vessel, in the name of Jesus, it will be healed in the name of Jesus. Look upon Sister Niles and her husband, Father God, and her household. Bless their going in, God, in the name of Jesus. And we speak divine healing over, brother, now in the name of Jesus, Father God. Because, Father God, I uplift each and every prayer warrior on this line, Father God. Continue to take them up to higher heights and deeper depth in you, Father God. And continue to keep them and equip them, Father God, to stand on the wall for your people in the name of Jesus. And we plead the blood and the protection of God all around them and their family in the name of Jesus, Father God. I thank you and I praise you for your glorious name. Amen, amen, amen.
Thank God for the power of his anointing through the prayer tonight. Holy God, we serve. Awesome is he, from the rising of the sun to the going down of the same. I praise God. Bless the Lord. We pray tonight, glory God, for Mother Willette. Then, I know she's still out of town and out of check with Mother Alexander later, but in the meantime, we praise and thank God for and pray you continue to protect her and shield her in the name of Jesus. No hurt, harm, or danger come upon her. Pray all blessing to her family. God, we come in agreement with the prayers. Pray also for those that were online. We pray for the sister that Mother McCormick had been praying, had us praying for with the son, with a brother that went on to glory. But thank God for the report that God had the last say, so not the doctors. But in the meantime, we thank God for preparing the heart and strengthening them and all those that have grieved and gone through. And to pray for Minister Williams and how you bless and touch him and walking through some things and pray still going about kingdom business. Pray God, so many that God has blessed. We just pray tonight to lift Jesus up as we continue to lift one another up, as we continue to pray and continue to keep in mind the prayers and the prayer warriors and the prayers that we've been praying for various and the ones that came over to God. And one phone, move it around or do something, mute your phone if you have to. Praise God. We bless the Lord even for the ones that visit on the line. God, you know their needs, you know their desires, whether they speak and say anything or don't say anything. God, we just pray that you touch and minister and move in a miraculous way. Thank you, thank the Lord that they have ears to hear, whether it's through the prayer lines, the times we are praying and intervening and interceding on others' behalf, or even through the times when the word is coming forth on the second and fourth Sundays. We bless you. We give you glory. We pray for Minister Prophetess Michelle Benjamin, glory to God, when she get ready to come on for the fourth Sunday. God, that you will bless and word her mouth, strengthen her, bless her family, keep her and protect in the name of Jesus. God, we pray for those families and those that were hurt and this destruction that came through those storms, through, glory to God, the hurricanes, the tornadoes, whether they've been saying the tornado watches and the tornado, glory to God, and some storms that came through, God, and even for those that were overseas and for the time that they were in time for worship and the bombing that came forth and how the enemy is just coming in and running rampant. But the God that we serve is still on the throne. So, God, we just ask you to touch those families, comfort and encourage and build them up and strengthen them. And, Lord, even the fear tactic that the enemy is using to bring destruction and cause people to be fearful and fretful, and even those that he's coming against because they're worshiping, even besides those people, other people that he's come against in the worship time because they name the name of Christ or they are living a life over there, dipping them, or they're just prejudiced or other things that the enemy is doing. And some the enemy is just possessing minds and sending people on a rage and so forth to do all kind of hideous crime, especially just shooting around children, angry on having these road rages and upset because of this. And even in the theater back the other week, because of a seat and you're going to shoot somebody because the fact is you didn't want them to move out of the seat. You want them to move out of seat in the theater. Other things just going on, just shooting on the street, playing cowboys and Indians. Somebody at the stoplight gets shot and killed instantly because of that. Other ones, glory to God, they're on these road races and whatever like this and running from the police. They done did something, but they don't want to be caught, so they're running. And even the young man just killed them, two of them, just killing themselves because they run away from the police and run into a tree. Just anything the enemy is just doing to have people just lives to be lost unnecessary, even whether it be whatever situation. Ma, we know we're in the last days, but our God is still on the throne, so we keep praying. He would even do more if it wasn't for the umbrella of prayer, if it wasn't for the interceding. He would just be loose to just run rampant and do more than what he's doing now. But we thank God for the power of prayer. We thank God for the anointing. We thank God for his truth. We thank God that even though we're preaching and teaching is going on and the enemy trying to make it look like nothing happened, but yes, glory to God, because if it had not been for the prayer and the power of the Lord and the ones that he's standing in the gap, oh, he would have been able, it would have been horrific. What's worse, it would be all over, so close in our homes, right next door. Glory to God, as soon as we walk out the door, as soon as we go down the street, as soon as we glory to God to try to go to work or whatever, he'll have everybody in a frenzy because they wouldn't know what was happening next. And he have some minds already twisted that way in the name of Jesus, and some being rebellious, and some being to the point that they want to get revenge because of things that have happened to them and cause other innocent people to get hurt unnecessarily. But we take authority over the plots and the plans of the enemy, every foul and unclean spirit, every satanic dark spirit of darkness, and every evil voice. Glory to God, that's already been loose and out there. We bind you, we command you, be loose from your assignment and the things you're already plotting and even trying to come up against the believers and those that are praying and standing in the gap and coming against their families, their finances, their livelihood. We take authority over you now and command you to be loose from your assignment. Go back to the dry place from which you came. We call that blood cover and that protection and shield. We come against the forces of the enemy to try to torment us in our sleep or try to come up against us when we're trying to do what God called us to. Help us to fight the good fight of faith and keep the mind of Christ. Keep speaking and declaring what God's word says. Help us to not allow him to let us get alone by ourselves and stop soaking into what we are going through, because he want to get you to a place where he can be that predator, glory to God, to come, glory out, to devour. But we plead the blood of Jesus that we'll stand strong with one another. And if there's any issues among us, God, do like you said in your word, if your brother has aught against you, go to your brother. So you know if you have one, go. So forgiveness and won't come in like a cancer eating up you and causing, glory to God, destruction and corruption in the body in the name of Jesus. We plead the blood of Jesus that we're healed and whole in the spiritual, natural, and physical, and that we will be a people that will obey the word of God, and we will be able to call him Lord and the glory to God and live it, and it won't be that he said, why call me Lord, Lord, and do not my saying. We will be an obedient people. We are calling forth change of heart and change of mind in the body of Christ, that it will be deliverance and it will be holiness and righteousness and it will be forgiveness and it will be love, the agape love, not love you because of what you can do for me in the name of Jesus, and not trying to pry. Get a profit from somebody, glory to God, in the name of Jesus. We are praying, glory to God, we'll be earnest and honest, and we'll be faithful and truthful in the name of Jesus. God, we just bless you today for your loving kindness. Thank you again for these, your people that are faithful, and those that are coming on, those that are across the globe that are praying and speaking the word of God and living what he's saying. In the name of Jesus, help us to stay on the wall. Pray for our youth and our children and our families and our loved ones as they go in these various places and go to church, go to work, go to school, go to whatever, down the street, wherever they are. Keep us all, Lord. We ask you for your blessing, your protection. And those that don't know you, pardon their sins, as many have already prayed. God, open their hearts, touch their hearts. They got a heart of stone, put in a heart of flesh, praying that when someone come by, it'll be able to fall in some good seeds, in some good ground, and then somebody else water and water and water. We believe in you, glory, for the manifestation that the harvest is going to come forth. In the name of Jesus, we bless you, and we bless you, glory to God, for everyone that prayed tonight. We thank God for our brother that's even more being faithful to coming on as a warrior to pray, and we thank God for what you're doing in Minister Black as well. We pray, glory to God, for those that are not on. We still pray for our brothers and sisters and those, glory to God, that we have not heard in a while from. We are praying you bless them, strengthen them, and encourage them. Whatever their assignment, and if there's anything that the enemy is holding them up, God, we bind that up and command them to be loose so, God, they can be on their post, whatever you assign them to do, and even when you have them to come back, even to join us, we bless you tonight. Everything that you've done and doing, we give you glory and praise. Things we don't understand, help us to learn to have faith in you, no matter whether we can trace you or not, God. Help us to trust you by faith, because that's what we have to walk by. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen. Bless God. All the lines are open for any prayer requests. Any praise report, we thank God again. All the lines are open.
Praise the Lord, Minister BJ.
Praise the Lord.
Praise God. This is Evangelist Cheryl. I thought I heard somebody talking. I wanted to ask you all, I had a beautiful day yesterday. I want to thank God for Resurrection Sunday. My daughters, all three of them, were here, Deborah, Brianna from Maryland, and Janier. And we all were at the House of Worship yesterday. Brianna had just come in, but still, she had dinner with me, her and her fiance, and my little grandson. They'll be leaving Thursday. But I wanted to ask just continued prayer. Ask for God's protection, for his direction, to keep us from danger, seen and unseen, and just asking him to just mend my family even closer and bind us closer together. And we pray against all attacks. I'm so glad to come on and hear Mother and you just praying and just covering these things and Minister Black, and it just truly was a blessing. Did my heart good.
Well, bless the Lord. It was good to hear that. We thank God. Y'all had a wonderful day together, celebrating Jesus and enjoying the family. That's a blessing. We continue to pray that the blessings of the Lord continue to surround you as you continue to keep him first and keep standing and speaking the word of God. And we're going to keep praying for you as well. Amen. To God be the glory.
Amen.
Amen. Any more prayer requests or praise reports?
Yes, Pastor. I have a prayer report.
Right there.
All right. We came back from Georgia on Friday. I had an appointment with my plastic surgeon on Friday. And he did check my body, parts of my body, and they were telling me how it's healed and that I don't have to go back down there for six months, you know, to get prepared for the surgery. But everything looking good. Everything is fine. So I just thank God how he took us down there and brought us back. And so and I just thank God for how he's continued to heal my body. And I'm
praise
walking
God.
In divine healing.
Praise
so
the
I
Lord.
Thank God.
And you don't have to come back until 4 months for you said for the reconstruction?
6 months.
That is marvelous, and that's saying that your body is healed. Oh, God, we give God glory. What an awesome God in the name of Jesus. Thank God for faith, as we've been talking about how your faith, along with those that have been praying and believing God with you, that God, and I told him the other night we didn't come on. Well, we missed that Monday night, but I think it was Sunday, and I was saying to you, you didn't come online that night, but I said you did get ring the bell where they're saying cancer-free, so we give God glory and honor.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, and then I also would like to uplift Pastor Pugh and her ministry, and we continue to keep them lifted up in prayer, and then we're going to stand in the gap and believe in God, going to bless them with a building.
Amen.
And also for Pastor Bird, I haven't heard from her in a while. We want to continue that God continue to bless her wherever she at and keep a hedge of protection all around her and for her healing. And continue to keep my pastor healed and protection all around her and her family. And
praise
also,
God
continue to touch your body and heal your body in the name of Jesus.
Praise God. We bless the Lord for you. Mm-hmm. Thanking God for you. Always thinking about others. Even a lot of times you wouldn't even say anything about yourself. And God will always have us to be praying for you, and you're always thinking of somebody else. So we give God glory and praise and thanking God for that, what you just said. By faith, we are believing God in agreement, because some things we can speak those things, and so we're speaking in agreement for those that you just asked for prayers. We keep those in before the Lord, Pastor Burton, Pastor Bird, and myself, and also Pastor Pugh, and for their building. May the Lord bless and encourage that ministry to continuously as well. Praise God and get praise God for the report. Anyone else?
Amen. Pastor BJ.
Is that Pastor?
That's Sister Willie. Praise God. Hallelujah. I just want to give God the glory, the honor, and the praise. I thank and praise God. I was able to hear some of the prayers. Praise God. And I had to go off and on because I'm in my car. I thank and praise God for blessing us to make it to Mississippi last week. We left that Sunday and we got back that Thursday. And God is just so good because he just took care of us there. And we had a good visit. And 2 days after I got back, they told me my brother had dropped dead, so one of my brothers. So I thank and praise God, and I'm headed back down to Mississippi. I had packed a car and was getting ready to drive down there today, and then my car wouldn't start. I said, well, praise Jesus. So I had to wind up getting a new alternator. But to God be the glory, because I was sitting at the house when the car wouldn't crank, and I'm just so grateful I wasn't stuck out there on the road and had to go through all kind of other stuff. So to God be the glory. And my purpose of going home is really to try to encourage people to make some changes in their life, and try to help if I can help, praise God, and give words of truth. So pray for me as I go down there, because some words of truth people don't want to hear, but I'm going to tell them anyway. So unless God tell me to not say it. But I just thank and praise God. I thank and praise God that, you know, he set it up where I could visit and enjoy talking with my oldest brother while I was there, not knowing that 2 days later he would be dead, had a massive heart attack. So I'm just grateful to God for who he is. I know he's my brother's not suffering, and I'm just praying that someone will have a changed mindset and desire Christ after this situation, and they make some difference in their life. So I just thank and praise God for what he's doing. I'm believing God that his angels are going to go before me. It's going to be another great trip, praise God. And I just bless each one of you for who you, what you're doing, praise God, and the prayers that have gone forward. So I just love you all, and I thank and praise God for his grace and his mercy. I thank and praise God for Jesus, hallelujah. And God bless each one of you, and thank you for staying on the wall. And I'm just so happy I could do it. If I couldn't listen to all the prayers, I got some of Sister Alexandra's and on down, but I had to stop and get gas. And I'm over at my daughter's house now. I'm getting ready to get out the car. So I just wanted to let you know, Sister Willie was on the line a little bit. Praise God. But to God be the glory, and I just love you guys, and I pray that God will continue to bless and keep each one of you in Jesus' name. Thank you, ma'am.
Father, bless her. Glory to God for her diligence and her determination. So no matter what, God, you're going to give God, give you glory. And God want to be available in the midst, glory to God, where her loved one has gone on to glory, concerned about the ones that are left behind. God, I pray you strengthen her, encourage her, comfort that family, comfort them. But God, speak to her through her and use her, glory to God, in a mighty way. Give ears to those in the midst of everything going, that they will hear the word of God, that they will make a change of heart, because all those got the answer. Every man got to work out their salvation with fear and trembling, as unto the Lord. So God, we bless this servant of the Most High God, and just comfort and encourage her in it all, and how she said, even for them, her being able to have time with him before this even took place. But God, you are a mighty God. So we give glory to you. Pray angels be encamped about them continuously on that road and traveling and even traveling back. Bless the whole family, and to God be the glory in Jesus' name. Amen. What a mighty testimony. My God, my God.
Amen.
Jesus, we bless you. Thank God for her heart and desire to fulfill the will of the Lord in the name of Jesus. Any more prayer requests, and help us to continue to pray for them as well.
Praise the Lord, Sister Hubbard.
Praise the Lord.
I just want to tell you that the prayer that you were praying for, and the other one, prayer warrior, were praying for about my daughter. She had to go get that sting on her arm, the dialysis thing. They had to open it up on the other day. Again, she had to go do a little outpatient thing. And they open it up, and when they open it up, they just close it back because there wasn't nothing wrong with it. So I just thank God.
Lord, I
said, Lord, I thank you. There was nothing wrong. They thought it was stopped up or plugged up or some kind of way, but he opened it up, and he said there's nothing wrong with it. And so, God, I said, I just thank God for that. And also, I asked you to pray for my other daughter, because she got to go have a GI, what is it, GI, what is it? Let me see, I got it written down.
Okay.
A GI. The name of the thing is Homa. I can't even pronounce what the name of it, what she got to have done. It's a big name. Can I spell it to you?
Hemoglobin.
I'm going to talk to you later about it.
Okay.
But anyway, she's waiting on the test. It's got something to do with her iron. They gave her too much iron a while back. And now she got too much iron in her and it's leaking or something going on. And they want to check her liver. And so I just say she ought to pray about that situation.
Mother Alexander, go ahead and pray, and we will continue to pray. The devil is a liar attacking that family. But you know what? Some mighty great, awesome things coming out of it, and God's been blessing, and he's been turning things around. So we believe in God for divine healing. Mother Alexander, will you go ahead and pray?
In the name of Jesus, Father God, we thank you for healing, Lord. Because we know you said in your word, Lord God, that by your stripe we are healed. So we're binding up anything that adversary come against a sister with right now. Any disease, any sickness, we're binding it right now in the name of Jesus. And we claim total divine healing, Lord God. Because we know you are a healer, Lord. There is no healer like you. So we ask you right now, Lord, to just touch the sister, Lord God. Touch, Lord God. Bring complete healing in our body. Because we know there is none like you, Heavenly Father. So we claim healing. Healing in every area of our body, Lord God. We claim the healing in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.
Amen. Thank you. Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Continue to believe God. Amen.
Thank you, God. Hallelujah.
By faith. By faith, baby.
Thank you, Jesus.
Praise God. Woo, he's so awesome. Good Lord, this is powerful reports tonight and prayers. Glory to God. Oh, bless the Lord. Any more prayers, reports, or requests before we hang up?
Pastor DJ, this is Brother Black. Well, at Sunday, I love my church, Apostle, everybody. And the thing is, when we have Bibles, Sunday school, you know how everybody answer questions and things like that. Well, one time when I answered the question and when I finished, the whole place was just quiet. You could hear a pin drop. And nobody commented. Nobody said amen. Nobody said anything. And I was wondering, why is everything so quiet? Can I get some clarity on that?
Praise God. Well, what you said to answer the question, your pastor didn't say anything that was.
Well, my apostle was gone, but my pastor was there and the prophetess was there. They didn't say a word either. Everything was just silence.
Well, sometimes with the power of the anointing, it can be two things. Now, the power of the anointing, a lot of times, and I wasn't there.
Mm-hmm.
Like this, when you know you've spoken the word, it's lining up with the word of God, the response to what it was lined up with what God's word is. Let me ask you, this anointing on it is really nothing else to say. It can be a person. Do you often say things, or you don't often say that much in the service?
Sometimes. But I tell you, when I was speaking, I felt a lot of fire on my back. You know?
Ben, when you speak in life now, listen, even as whether we're a minister of the gospel, God is blessed and of a person, sometimes it's so for you had responded to.
I can't hear you. It's in and out.
Okay, let me get back closer to the phone.
Okay.
I hear a lot of noise on your phone, too. But I'm saying, sometimes with that an anointing, according to how powerful, what kind of response to something that has to do with action or bringing clarity and something that maybe got something to do with, or maybe to do with what sometimes according when a word comes and it comes powerful and it's something that brings correction or it brings something to bring excitement in the situation, it could be where powerful and it brought some correction that is nothing else to be said, and it could be another behind him, but prayerfully, whatever was said and God gave to you at that time, the fact that it was nothing else could be said.
Amen.
There'll be things that can be so powerful and anointed, and sometimes it's not always well received if it's a sensitive area. But regardless of a minister or whether you are a lay person and giving us a word, we have to know that when God given it to us, we just have to stand on that. But we can't be concerned every time about whether the whether you did something or not, because it's all the time. It may not be somebody, maybe I over to God. Even sometimes, you know, when even sometimes you're be speaking, and sometimes the house might be quiet on a particular. Then other times it may be like, oh my God, the praises will go up.
Mm-hmm.
God gave you something, and know that there's going to be some times, you know, that may have a quiet response. Oh, it's of the Lord, and you didn't walk in those, you know, you wasn't throwing off, or you wasn't saying anything contrary, and it was the truth of the Word of God. So, and none of the leaders have came back and said, oh, brother, let me pull you to the side. This, and none of your leaders have said nothing. Then just leave it alone and just pray when you know it's gone.
Okay. Thank you.
All righty.
Mm-hmm. I receive that. I receive that in Jesus' name.
Okay, anyone else before we close tonight? But it's been a powerful prayer. And I do want to apologize. We had a little situation last week. It's because the fact that I had put some... set the system up, and I had put three sessions in, but two of the sessions was the same week, and I thought last week I already had it in. By the time I found out, about every 15 minutes coming on, come to find out it wasn't, because the fact of it is, it had this night in, it didn't have, and it would have took about 15 to 20 minutes to try to get things back in line. By that time, I would be too late. So in the meantime, I did get a couple calls and talk to Mother McCormick and Mother Alexandra and whatever, like, just let them know. And anybody else, I just want to apologize. It just was an error last week because now that I'm taking over, putting it in the system, Dr. Dorsey used to put it in for us, and she's been doing it for 3 years, and that has been powerful to set our sessions up for us. So I'm in learning it. I've learned how to do it now, but the thing about it, you just got to keep up, make sure you get all the dates in. And so that's why we have missed last week. But thank God for this week, and thank God for Sunday night. So it was Sunday night we had service, and then Monday we missed. And it's rare because we rarely ever miss hardly any of that out of 3 years. It's not that often. It's a few times, but not that often. So we still give God glory for our record and the determination that we're going to continue to stay online. Thank God for all the prayers and the prayer warriors and the word and the anointing and the healing and the deliverance and even what he's doing in each one of us as we walk this thing out. So our next speaker is going to be Michelle, if nothing doesn't take place, she's still supposed to be on the fourth Sunday. We're still having our Monday night prayers, and just continue to pray that our system stay up and I can continue to stay focused on that and whatever. And I may have to change from this laptop over to the desktop because this thing is starting to kind of bring up some problems, but we want to just pray that we don't have any, that it'll continue to keep our lines open. So we continue to pray one for another, and if there's nothing else, we'll be meeting back up on our next prayer line time and the next time for the word to come forth on the second and fourth Sunday. So anything else? Nothing else? We're going to say shalom. Shalom.
Shalom.
I just want to thank y'all for praying for my family.
Well, praise God. Thank you for praying, y'all. We do bless the Lord. Thank you for praying for mine, too, as well, all of you, as well as praying
Amen.
For me.
Amen. Amen.
Well, we love you. God bless you. Angels be encamped. Be encouraged. Keep the prayers up for everybody and the things that are going on, but let us not walk in fear, but in faith in Jesus' name. Amen. Shalom.
Amen.
Shalom.